Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Please hold a minute. Hi, sorry. I'm calling about Linda Fetterman. I see someone called in regards to home care services for her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. Just a second, please, while I pull this up. Okay, so you're interested in applying for home care services, correct?
That's correct, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, amazing. So I just want to let you know a little bit about the process. The patient has to have two assessments, and it's a physical assessment, and then they'll be approved by the state. They need to collect some financial documents, and then we wait a couple, it usually takes 1 to 2 weeks to hear back from the county for the approval. So usually the whole process takes about 6 weeks. We try to keep things moving as fast as we can. We need to get through to the point of contact, which in this case is probably you or the patient. Is that you?
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Do you have, personal care, you pay out of pocket for?
So we pay the caregivers for the hours they work for the patient.
Yeah, but I'm saying, can I hire you for private care?
For private pay, yeah.
Because I'm
really
sick.
Yeah, we do that as well.
I can't wait for
6 weeks.
I can't wait 6 weeks. So.
Okay. I can find out about private pay for you. Do you want to start with the application, though, while we're talking now?
I'm driving, but you can send it over, sure.
I'll send you the number to schedule the first assessment. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. But I just want to, are you able to talk on the phone now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to confirm that the patient isn't making more than $2,900 a month.
Her Social Security is $3,300.
A month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. Why is she making so much from Social Security, can I ask? Just because the government runs into some issues when the patient has a certain amount of assets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm learning a lot in the last couple of days. I'm learning that, if you did okay in life but not excellent, you're kind of hosed.
Right, so... Yeah, then you can't get home care services through certain agencies, but how about, does the patient own a home or a car?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Okay, fine. Yeah, so, good for her, but I'm not sure if she'll qualify, but you can still try applying, and then we can see, and then we can reach back out to you, but I will find out about private pay for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. I'm going to send you the number. I'm going to send you the number for Maximus to schedule the assessment, because they'll really be the ones to let you know if you'll qualify.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. I'll be in touch with you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.